This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I would like to remind myself and my brothers and sisters to continue making dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza. Obviously, I am sure you are following the news regarding the Rafah district, and there is a possibility of an attack against Rafah district. And actually, it did happen, or it did start yesterday. Rafah is a very, very small area. You can say that it is maybe 1 mile by less than 2 miles. And it is, they said, that with the camps around it, it is like 3 miles by maybe 4 miles. And in that area, imagine three something plus or minus miles, 4.5 miles plus or minus, there are there is 1.4 million Palestinians who have been displaced from their main cities, north of Gaza, middle of Gaza, and even south of Gaza, to this place. And they are cornered because there is the sea from the west, and there is the wall that was built, unfortunately, by the authorities on the Egyptian side, and so they are cornered. And the United Nations, even America, which is, surprising, they said that any attack on that area, that region, at this moment will lead to heavy deaths, casualties. It will lead to a catastrophe, a real catastrophe. It did start last night or yesterday on a small scale. And so anyway, their situation is devastating. Even brothers and sisters, if we leave the war or deaths out of killing or out of bombing or out of air strikes, the WTO, the WHO, the World Health Organization, a few days ago, they said that there might be, diseases there in that area and in Gaza, and maybe the number of people who may die out of those diseases will exceed the number of people who die out of, bombing or air strikes, etc. Because imagine there is no sewage system, there are no hospitals, there is no medicine, there is no, personal hygiene needs for women, for even children, for women who are giving birth, etc. So the situation there is beyond imagination, let alone that there is famine, real famine, because there are no, aid that is getting there. Yesterday and today, they said that there was some aid that was going there, but that aid doesn't even suffice 1% of the total needs in Gaza. So make dua for them, my dear brothers and sisters, and those who are involved in political activism, they should continue putting pressure so we might see a ceasefire. We might see, this is the most important thing, that aid goes to Gaza. It is really shameful moments and a shameful period of history that Muslims are, you know, been suffering from a blockade for so many years. Some people say 17 years, some people say even more than 17 years. And everything that goes to them is very controlled, whether electricity, water, food supplies, medical supplies. It is very controlled. And they've been living in that situation for these many years. And despite that, next to them there is a Muslim country, there is an Arab country that is not passing or allowing even enough aid to go to them. And even that area is surrounded by many Muslim countries, many Arab countries. Wallahi, it is very devastating. And I don't know when people, maybe 20 years later, 30 years later, when they read this period of history, how they are going to read it. Yeah, when they read it, how are they going to see what is, how can they imagine that this could have happened to 2.4 or 3 millions of Muslims under blockade, surrounded by at least what they themselves describe as their enemies, and everything that goes to them is controlled, and they are living in this blockade, yeah, and the whole Muslim Ummah is watching this. Of course, as individuals, alhamdulillah, the individuals are doing as much as they can. Maybe it is not enough. Maybe we need brainstorms to see what else can be done. But the leadership of the Muslim Ummah is letting those people down. So it is really a very sad moment of our history. However, we all have our trust in Allah Jalla Ala. And the people there in Gaza, they have their trust in Allah Jalla Ala, and they are still resisting, and they are still standing for their rights, for their freedom, and they want to continue the journey of struggle until they get their own rights. May Allah Jalla Ala help them. Please, please, brothers, sisters, don't forget them. Don't forget them. Don't say, well, it has been more than 4 months now, 129 days. So what can we do? And then we forget them.